The best way to stay sharp and get inspired and keep growing your business is to get around people who are your peers and above you so that you can learn what they're doing so you can apply them to your business. It's kind of already been tested because they're having success. And on this call, we get a group just like that together, real estate investors that primarily depend upon cold calling. And we got to hear from just one example, somebody who's done 45 wholesale deals so far this year, mostly from cold calling. So enjoy this episode and the discussion that we had together to make sure we're all getting better. For now on this call, would just love to share with everybody, what's your experience level in real estate? Now, I know you've done a few deals even last week, right?
Yeah, so I'm 25 years in real estate, 45 wholesale deals year to date, using the Deal Machine platform for a majority of it. And I also have a real estate brokerage. So I have clients that I help buy and sell real estate as well. But 95% of my business is wholesale, and I'm starting to get back into the fix and flip.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on a great 25-year run so far. And 45 is no joke in 1 year, in half a year even. So that's fantastic, Jeff. I can't wait to do our podcast interview. I am curious, what's one thing that you'd like to walk away from this call today?
Yeah, just more networking with people that are actually doing deals in other parts of the country.
Okay, well, we can definitely do that. And then with the deals that you've done so far, are you doing, I know you do use some of the skip tracing data. So are you cold calling for most of those?
Every single day, yeah. Cold calling, mailing, and then some stuff online.
Okay, got it. How much would you say comes from cold calling versus some of the other ones?
Right now, about 30% of my business is cold calling.
Okay.
That's coming directly from it. I mean, you're getting the leads from cold calling, but it's the mail and all the other stuff you do that really, I mean, getting them at the door that really converts them.
Right. Maybe. Okay. Maybe you could share some lessons learned on that maybe later on the call.
Sure.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Jeff. Good to see you and can't wait to meet you. And
look forward to meeting you as well.
Yeah. Well, let's go on to Kevin Sharkley. How are you doing, Kevin?
Hey, good. Thanks.
Welcome back to the call. Could you remind everybody where you're calling in from and your experience level?
From New Jersey. Really just been focused a lot more on the real estate, some cold calls, trying to get back into it on the off market. Just trying to wrap up a couple loose ends. Just trying to learn a lot more strategies.
Understood. Well, thank you very much. Good to see you again. What was something you took away from the last call, if you remember?
I know I took a lot of other notes, but I guess more just really sticking with it, just trying to ask the right questions.
Understood. Absolutely. That's definitely key, as it can be a bit tough to start a new form of marketing, and you need to do it for long enough to actually get the results. So it's a good takeaway. Let's go to Neil Cannon next. Thanks, Kevin.
Hey, guys. My name is Neil Cannon. I'm based out of South Central Pennsylvania, and I am completely green whenever it comes to wholesaling. My brother, he's been successful with wholesaling, specifically single families in the DFW area for about the past 2 years. And so he's convinced me to give it a try. And so I'm here to just really learn more about Deal Machine. I currently have the free, I think it's a 7-day trial, trying to kind of better understand, you know, Deal Machine. So yeah, just here to kind of learn and network.
Cool. Sounds good. And welcome. And it's no problem. Even though this call is really geared towards like investors who are already using cold calling as a primary source, I would encourage you to stick around, and because I think you'll really pick up and learn from the conversation.
Yeah, I just want to be the fly on the wall and listen to all you gurus and learn. So looking forward to it.
Let's go to Ruben. How you doing, Ruben?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Good. Where are you calling in from?
Calling from Dallas, Texas.
All right. And what's your experience level?
I have a few years' experience working in acquisitions. for wholesaling company out of Austin, and then currently for institutional buying. Yeah, and then but my experience in Deal Machine, so I'm actually wholesaling on my own. So recently, used Deal Machine driving for dollars because I like going around and actually seeing the real estate. So actually, got a deal in a contract and closing tomorrow actually, and I found my cash buyer using the filter and Deal Machine for local cash sales.
Oh, nice. And what did you reach out and say when you had once you had pulled that list?
So it was a driving for dollar list. So it was just an old neighborhood that I drove by. But no, I called the owner. Just told her that was a property that she had, which it was something she might be interested in selling at this time. And she said that yeah, she'd actually been trying to, and she just got out of the hospital and wasn't able to kind of get to it. But I told her I work with people that are looking to sell properties, and I work with investors that buy them cash, and kind of went from there and got a number that works for her.
Well, cool, man. Glad to have you on the call. I'm in Austin myself, so not too far away. So let's dig in now that I've got like a bit of info on who's here and what they're looking for. One of the first things I heard was one gentleman wanted to have a bit of a tutorial on list stacking. So let me show you guys real quick in Dallas, Texas, how you could stack some lists. And when you're just starting out, the niche lists are fantastic, but when you scale and you do 45 deals in 6 months, like Jeff, it would be tough to think you could do 45 deals in 6 months from a really, really niche list. The list just might not be big enough, right? So let me show you what some of those niche lists are and how to expand out from there. So the best niche list I think you could start with, it's simple, is just like tax delinquent and a single family home. And in addition, you could look at the building condition. So a lot of counties actually report the building condition, and you could say like fair, poor, unsound. And so there were 6,000 tax delinquent properties, but if you stack it with properties that are also poor condition, then it's only 600, right? So technically, that would be like a list stack. You're just taking two separate lists, tax delinquent, then you're taking your rundown houses, and you're not adding them together. But by using both filters at the same time, you're effectively stacking them. So when you pull a list like this, now it'll become one list, even though you use two filters. It would be stacked, right? Because you just use two separate filters like that. So that's pretty much list stacking in a nutshell. Now, as you use Deal Machine, you can pull lots of different lists, and we have a feature that lets you see which properties appear on multiple of your lists. That would just depend on how you organize your list, but it's this column right here. So I'm gonna click it to sort it and see if any of my properties appear on multiple lists. Let's see if that loads here in a moment. I've got a lot of leads in that account, 125,000. So yeah, we could see this property on Carlsbad Drive is on seven lists. And so let's take a look at what those lists are. So it appears on owner-occupied lists. This was a list I pulled July 3rd. If you zoom in, you could see unsound condition with 70% equity. Then on July 26, I pulled another list with owner-occupied homes. Then I not did another one with active liens on June 21st. And so there's seven lists like that that this property's on. So that's how our list stacking works. You see all these other ones are on six and five lists. So just click this column right here to sort it and see which properties are on multiple lists. So I did want to give you some additional tutorials. So if you are calling 10,000 homeowners a month or less, which if you're doing like list stacking, I'm sure you're very niched down. The Deal Machine dialer is a great and perfect dialer for you to use because it has the best contact rate I've ever seen from any data and dialer combo. 25% contact rate is pretty normal, which you could see here if you look at this dialer dashboard and look at the amount of calls I've made in this time period, right? So contact rate 24%. Again, unheard of. So if you're calling 10,000 homeowners a month or less, highly recommend the Deal Machine Dialer. If you're calling a broader list because you're doing 45 deals in 6 months, usually it works better to just go through a much broader list, maybe the entire absentee owner list in your area, for example. And you need to go through a lot of data and just see who responds and picks up. So you're gonna have a lower contact rate, but you're gonna have multiple like dialers calling and maybe use a multi-line dialer. So if you do that, typically you just wanna export the leads and then put those in a multi-line dialer, because the Deal Machine Dialer, while it has the best contact rate, it is only a single line dialer. So the inflection point is about, you know, 10,000 or more properties per month that you're contacting, then maybe just use your own dialer. So you could select the leads, you could click export, and then there's contacts and properties. So what you want to do is you want to do the contacts, because you'll see here when I click contacts, it lets me filter only likely property owners, which is really important. You don't want to call the potential owners, the family members, or the renters. You just want to contact the likely property owners. The scrub DNC, I click it off when I'm doing real estate calls, and we let people call the do not call list, because you know, there's a pretty clear law in the TCPA that says when you're offering, if you're seeing if they just want an offer on their house, that's the opposite of telemarketing. I don't scrub landline. I don't scrub the wireless. I leave those both in there. Then I just export it as is. So that's how I would do the export. But I will go to Ahmed. Would love to talk to you again. Since Ahmed, you've got like 7 real estate clients. How does what you do compare and differ from what I just showed?
All right. So first of all, I actually wanted to comment something. I think one of the gentlemen that spoke earlier mentioned something about X Leads. I haven't tried X Leads. I'm not against any platform or anything. I personally pull all my lists from Deal Machine. I tried different platforms. I'm not advertising for Deal Machine, but I'm just saying my personal experience. The lists are great. You're gonna, like any platform, you're gonna find a lot of issues if you keep calling all 10 numbers that are associated with the lead. What I do personally, I just select, as Dave mentioned, like the likely owners. Okay, this way I reach more people, okay, within a shorter time, instead of just focusing on 10 phone numbers associated with one lead and then move on to the next. That's just gonna be a waste of time. You're going to hit a lot of disconnected numbers or maybe tenants or whatnot. That's going to mark your phone number as spam or something. So yeah, like I'm a big fan of Deal Machine and any other platform that can be used. Just make sure to follow this strategy, which is do not focus on all the phone numbers. It's a game of volumes.
I will say, I think we're the only platform that tells you if the number is associated with a renter, a family member, or the owner. And other platforms don't, right? So we let you hone in on just the decision maker, which is really powerful point to bring up.
Yeah, because I've never seen it to where it hones in on the likely owner, and that is that I love that about the software so much. It like the other guy just said, it just cuts back on reaching out to 8 other numbers when there's only 2 numbers to the primary decision maker. So I really love that about the software.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah, and I've tried like several script tracing tools. Again, it's like you just need, it's all about just reaching out to a lot of people, getting all those leads, and you gotta be a closer. That's all what it takes for wholesaling, at least. Now getting back to the question. So what I provide for my clients, like a dialer, a power dialer. I get them lists. I'm not gonna say I wish I can get them those lists from Deal Machine, but because I have like the 30,000 exports, okay, so I had the threshold for myself. I can get for my clients. So some of them use my lists, some of them do not. They get their own. I provide them with the cold callers, well trained. I have like scripts written up for them. I hired someone to train them. I do deal with firing and hiring, okay, all the time, not as much as it was before, okay, but yeah, that's basically what I do. I aim to get like for each client per caller, somewhere between 20 to 25 leads a month. Thank God we were able to hit that. Okay, no one complains about the leads. We're getting good leads. Again, I'm following the strategy that I mentioned a minute ago. And yeah, things are going great. The realtors, one of them get his own list, and the other one I provide them with their own. She's focused on Northern Virginia, so I was able to get her like some good lists to deal with. And last month, I think we got her more than 20. She's working on two right now for listing, and I think she listed one of them.
So in any business, some people are going to be upset with the service you provide them, right?
True.
Some people are going to be really happy. And I'm
Right.
asking you, what's the difference between those people? You know what I'm saying? Like who? So
Yeah,
let
go
me
ahead.
answer my own question for you.
Okay.
Anybody who's upset at Deal Machine and says, "Oh, this didn't work," I open their account and they've added 50 properties. And they contacted half of them and they say, oh, this just doesn't work for me in my market. And what they're lacking is they don't understand how much cold calling or how much direct mail it actually takes to get a deal. So if Jeff were here, I'd ask him, how many cold calls did you make to get one of those properties? And the answer is usually about 5,000 calls. It's about, and you can let me know, Ahmed, if that's accurate for you, but usually if somebody employs a, person that makes calls for 40 hours a week, they're having about 200 conversations a day, and they get a deal maybe every 6 weeks. So that's a big thing is
Yeah.
expectations when you're going to be approaching, cold calling, is having that expectation because you hear 10 no's, you think, oh, I must be doing something wrong. Not necessarily. It's just the fact that it takes a certain number of conversations to get a deal. So,
Right.
yeah.
Right. So I agree with you with what you said. Like, and I've been facing that with some of the clients that left us, and some like just prospected clients. Everyone is getting into wholesaling. Okay, they think it's easy money. It is easy money, but it's not as easy as other people make it sound.
Right, it's a
I've
grind, yeah.
faced, yeah, it's again, like people would expect, oh, once I get my team, once I hire cold callers, I'm gonna start getting leads since day one. I'm gonna start putting leads under contract since day one. I personally missed out on a lot of leads that I had in my own pipeline because I wasn't good at closing. I wasn't good with follow-ups. I had the same mentality as those other wholesalers or clients, because that's what we hear from the online gurus, or that's what we hear from like platforms or YouTube or whatsoever. So the main two things that I hear, or the main two negative things that I hear, are like we're not getting leads, we're not putting things under contract, the list sucks. This is because the list sucks, or maybe the cold callers, which is really not the case. It all comes to the acquisition person who's following up with the person, with the prospect. Like again, I've been following up with a lead for maybe 3 months, and we're getting closer to putting it under contract, but it's like you need to keep following up. And again, like the pipeline has to be full. Maybe in a month or a month and a half, you're going to start seeing results, but it's not going to be since day one.
Right. Well, thank you for sharing that, Ahmed. I appreciate that.
Hi, my name is Tremaine. How you guys doing?
Good.
So I'm in Oklahoma City. I've done a few deals. This is probably my second year wholesaling. I'm licensed too, but I've done it. I used to have cold callers from another company. I was trying to figure out how much that guy charges, and I seen somebody else in the chat making notes about cold calling, but I kind of got busy with a whole bunch of different things and been diving back in. I've been using Deal Machine the past few, well, I've had the account for like a year or two to pull lists, and I was using it to send to the cold callers. But now I'm trying to cold call myself just so I can get a better understanding of KPIs because the cold caller I was using, I just didn't, the communication was off, it was outsourced and stuff. So Now I've been using the dollar. I have like I typically would drive a couple of hours a day, drive for dollars. So for me, just trying to figure out, it was good to hear you say exactly how many leads, like saying, you know, about 5,000 touches, and that's 6 weeks out realistically. But then you wonder how these people getting so many deals, multiple deals a month, you know? I probably closed, you know, 20, 30 deals, but not, that doesn't seem like a big number to when I hear people have closed hundreds, you know?
Yeah. Well, how did you end up getting your first one? And I also love your shirt, very professional looking, if you were going to meet a client or somebody asked you while you were out driving, hey, what are you doing? It's right here.
Yeah. So, my first deal, actually, I took a guy's course. There was a guy named Tez Alberta. He teaches wholesaling in here in Oklahoma City. He just recently moved to Phoenix, Arizona with a lot of the other big dogs. So I took a course, and then I actually made a social media post, crazy enough, and just said, if anybody's looking to sell a house, let me know. And I ended up making $20,000 on my first deal.
No way. And
I promise to God. But what the crazy thing is, I got spoiled. So I thought that was like the norm because the social media stuff. I'm like, oh, well, you know, all the deals are going to be like this. But that's not what happened. And originally what happened was when I first got the deal, I tried to send it to a whole bunch of different buyers. Everybody said it was too tight. And then one guy was another wholesaler who ended up reaching out to me. And he was like, I got a guy that's a doctor who's looking to move into that neighborhood. I promise you I can get it sold. So yeah. I ended up JVing. I don't know what he made on the back end, but I made 20K on the first deal, which
is fantastic. Yeah, from a social media post. So everybody make a social media post that reminds your followers that you can buy their problematic properties from them. So I would definitely do that. I'm getting a question from Neil. Is there a strategy that uses a combo of dialing, SMS, and direct mail? I thought this would be a good time for me to show you my document camera. I've been trying to get more visual with my communication. So let me answer this question with some visuals. So these are different types of lead generation strategies. You got PPC, direct mail, SMS, cold calling, you got TV, you got radio, and then you even have, you know, Meta ads. I think I basically just got most of them. So the way that these work is a cycle. And I don't know if this is the exact right order, but I've been in the industry for 8 years. And if anybody else has been in the industry for quite a while, you'll notice that, you know, SMS, it really was like having its like moment about 4 years ago, and everybody started to do SMS. And then basically people went away from direct mail to do SMS. So as more of the money started to go into SMS and then these other categories, eventually mail became something that you could do and really cut through and win. And so basically that's just what happens in real estate is then direct mail starts working really well because everyone moved away from it 2 years ago. And it's very effective because everyone stopped doing it. And then we tell everybody in our masterminds that mail is working great. And then more and more people start doing it until mail becomes saturated. And then another one of these lead sources becomes the best opportunity until somebody figures that out and shares it in their mastermind. And then more people start doing it and it just goes on. It just is a cycle. It always happens. Right. So, the question and the problem is if you are just starting out and you try all these things, you're basically going to waste all of your money. You're going to throw everything at the wall and see what sticks and everything is going to slide off. And so this would be my recommendation is you should pick one. You should seek like somebody in your market that does that really well at a high level and understand what their metrics are. So seek the metrics from a trusted source. And then let's say example, it takes 5,000 calls to get a deal. Maybe that's an operator who does 45 deals in 6 months. That guy's got his cold calling honed in, right? But you're just starting your cold calling. So you should have this as an expectation, but realize that you're probably not going to achieve the same thing they do because you're not quite so honed in. So 3 times your expectation. And then you should kind of just get it dialed in with a written process. And then you should put someone else in charge of it. So that would be like an employee. But then once it's dialed in and working, put someone else in charge of it so they can run it. And then at that point, then you can restart and pick your second marketing strategy that you really want to work. But you could see how if you just try all these at once, you're going to throw everything at the wall and see what sticks, and nothing is going to stick because you're lacking the understanding of what each one of those takes. Maybe you are trying to have the same expectations as another expert in your field, but it's not going to work because you need time for you to hone in and fill the gaps on why that may be less efficient for you with your new process, right? And then once you have it dialed in with a written process, and I should say that is producing consistent leads, right? I'm talking like multiple deals per month before you ever try to go add another marketing strategy. You want to have that level of achievement before you go add the second one, because otherwise there's just too many things to juggle and I don't want to see you guys waste your money. So, I mean, I'm like pretty firm on recommending that based on my experience as a business owner for 8 years, but also just helping thousands of real estate investors and having success and not success and reasons why that happened.
Thanks for listening to the Deal Machine Real Estate Investing Podcast. Please leave us a review and follow along wherever you're listening to your podcast.